Hi everyone, it's Tracy. It's late at night and I'm in no condition to be in front of a camera, but this idea came to my mind and I thought that I would share it with you. It's something that's come up lately, something that because people are experts on the other side of narcissistic abuse, that they are somehow completely healed. And I want to let you know that life is a roller coaster. And every day we will be faced with new challenges. Your goal as a survivor of narcissistic abuse is to not judge yourself and think that you are completely healed, because there will come a time when you are challenged, when a person at work comes to you, a new neighbor, a new friend or coworker, or if you start to go out into the dating world again, you're going to be faced with challenges. These are not challenges that we need to stay clear from. When we're ready, we will know it. When we can trust ourselves, we can learn to trust others. But if we have this false belief that when you heal, you'll never have another trigger, you'll never be challenged upon what you think you're going to say and what actually comes out of your mouth, because fears and recordings come flooding back in that moment of fear, in that moment of panic, and in that first challenge of having that particular issue come up. You might have had a romantic relationship. You might have had a narcissistic family member. And you've worked through it. You've done the work. You didn't just watch YouTubes. You read a whole bunch of books depending on what you needed to learn. Everyone's prescription's different. No two recoveries are ever the same, as were neither two journeys to get there. And as you look and give up the false hope that you don't have to be on guard, that you're impenetrable, life is going to challenge that. And it's how we recover from these challenges. That's when we really see that we are on the other side. Doesn't mean we're going to have nothing that ever gets thrown in our face. It's how quickly we see it. It's how quickly we realize we're not going to tolerate this and we take the person out of our life, no matter how good of a person they seem to be. We'll get to a point where we control who's there and who stays and who leaves in our life. That's where the end goal should be. Not in that there will never be challenges. Every single time we have a new experience, there's a lesson to learn. Some people are meant to be in our life for a long time. And if they are, they will stay. Some people we wish could be in our life and stay, and it's not our choice. While others would like to be in our life, but they don't make us feel right. That's your goal, to be able to stand up to the bully, to be able to stand up to the con man, and to have trust in yourself that regardless of whether you did this particular episode correctly, if you got the lesson quickly or it took you a little bit longer, you know that the next time the lesson is going to be learned quicker. Your rebound will not put you back under the covers not wanting to get out of bed. Your rebound is going to be your salvation, because it's going to get quicker and quicker. And if you find yourself falling down that ladder just for a moment, grab another book. Read the same book over. Reinforce the information that might have slipped your mind. reinforce your goals of who you want in your life and what you're willing to tolerate. Life is going to throw you curves. And if you don't learn how to hit a curveball so that it goes really, really far away from you, then you're not ready. You've got more work to do. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and learn more on what you need. Maybe some skills. Maybe you need to learn boundaries. Maybe you need to learn about abandonment. Maybe you need to learn about codependency. Maybe you need some support. We've got support groups listed. We've got domestic violence agencies listed by state. And it's going to lead you to some good answers. Do you know that you can get books at libraries? Seriously. If you're financially strained, that doesn't mean you can't read. That doesn't mean you don't have access to this stuff. Get into a support group. Always hold on to what you want in your life. This is Tracy, NarcissistAbuseSupport.com. Have a great day, everyone, and don't forget to subscribe.